Jesus love is very wonderful. Jesus love is very wonderful. Jesus love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high I can't get over it. So low I can't get under it. So wide can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcote's North Parish Church. And welcome to part two in our series of programmes to do with the Caritas Award. You may remember that a short while ago I interviewed 4 sixth-year pupils from St Matthew's Academy in Saltcote's. They were all signed up to take part in the Caritas Award scheme, to do some good deeds and then reflect upon them. Well, I'm pleased to say that we have the aforementioned pupils back in the studio to tell us how they've been getting on. So, welcome to you all. It's nice of you to come back and share your news with us. I should say we've got David Benson, Stuart Ramage and Gemma Ambrosini, who are here in part one. But we're apologies from Laura Jukes, and she's been replaced by Rosina Burns. So, welcome, Rosina. This is your debut on radio. So just to remind us, in case people haven't heard part one, just introduce yourselves briefly if you like. So, Gemma.
Hi, I'm Gemma Ambrosini.
What's your claim to fame in life? What do you do for a hobby?
I play the euphonium, which is a brass instrument, smaller than a tuba and higher in pitch.
When you're at school, what's your favourite subject?
Still politics.
Looking forward to the election then?
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be interesting, the result.
Are you going to be actively involved canvassing or anything?
No, I'm not, no.
If you have a prediction for us?
Hung Parliament.
Some people like to hang all the politicians. Right, and Stuart, like to introduce yourself a wee bit?
Hi, I'm Stuart and I play the trombone, and my favourite subject at school is chemistry.
So you hope to have a career in chemistry?
Yeah, I've just got into Strathclyde University to study forensic and analytical chemistry, so quite excited about that.
Of course, I should say you're all sixth-year pupils, so you'll be facing exams soon.
Yeah.
And then hopefully if you get through them, you've some idea what you're going to do next.
So yeah.
Onwards and upwards to chemistry.
Yeah.
Very good. So, Rosina, welcome to the radio.
Hi, I'm Rosina, and I've been actively involved in Army Cadet Force for 5 years, so that's been a big hobby for me. And my favourite subject's biology.
Have you thought what you'll do after the exams? And
I'm still waiting to hear from UWS for nursing.
Very good. And last but not least, we have the head boy, David.
Hi, my name is David Benson. I play the tuba, and my favourite school subject is maths.
It's nice to have the four of you. And you've been involved with the Caritas Award. So would you like to just, any of you, explain a wee bit about this Caritas Award?
It was started when Pope Benedict came to visit Scotland in 2010. He came to visit, and the bishops of Scotland were inspired by his words, so formed the Caritas Award, in which students of S6 could give back to their community and experience and use it as a way to experience God's love.
Because the word Caritas means
love.
Love. Caritas being Latin. Tell us a bit more about it. How many pupils at the school are involved in this?
We started off with 57, but there's not as many now.
There's about 30-40.
30-40? What happened to the others?
They thought it not their thing. Like, because you have to go to your parish and do 20 hours involvement, some of them found it difficult to find something they were interested in doing, like a youth club or reading at Mass or children's liturgy. So maybe not their thing.
The first lesson in life, A lot of people start with great enthusiasm on January the 1st with a New Year resolution, but they don't all get there in the end, do they? You'll find that when you go to university, they don't all graduate either.
Yeah.
Right, so the Caritas Award is open to people all across Scotland.
Yeah.
The school's been doing it for the last two or three years. You say 50 start off, then it's about 40. Hopefully you'll all qualify, and then nationally there's a big award ceremony involving hundreds of people.
Yeah, that's been held on the 3rd of June this year.
And last year there was about 900 people got awards.
I think so.
Something like that.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. Right, well, we're dying to know what exactly you've been up to. So what have you been doing, David?
I've been serving as a Eucharistic minister at Mass, and also in the school, you know, doing prefect duties.
A Eucharistic minister?
Yes, that's someone who gives out communion at Mass.
Assistant priest?
I wouldn't go that far, but assists the priest, yes.
And Rosina, what have you done?
I help out at two different youth clubs, one on a Friday night with primary school kids, and then Sunday night, it's first to third year. So I do day two, and then I'm involved with like St Vincent de Paul group, as well as Malawi and HCPT group within the school, where you do a lot of fundraising and helping the community.
So you're involved in fundraising, but what other things do you do practically to help?
By doing bagpacks, bingo nights to raise money, as well as a race night. We also have done a few coffee mornings just to raise the funds.
Because everything costs money nowadays. And Stuart, what have you done?
I help out at the Stelmaris Youth Club on Friday nights, and within the school I help out like with Rosina at the Malawi group, and that's raising money for like our kind of little brother school,
partner school.
And Gemma?
Well, in my parish, I've been involved in reading at Mass and helping with the children's liturgy. And then in school, I've been doing a rather wide mixture of things. I did paired reading, and I've also been involved in the Malawian HCPT groups.
Well, we'll pause for a moment to get some music, and then we'll hear more about these things. So this is the St Mary's Saltcoats Guitar Group. You're listening to 3TFM's Holy Half Hour. We're interviewing pupils from St Matthew's Academy who've been involved in the Caritas Award Scheme, and they've been telling us about the specific projects they've been involved in. Three of you have mentioned the same thing. You've mentioned something to do with Malawi, getting students from Malawi to come to Scotland. Can you tell us more about that?
We have a partner school out in Mzuzu in Malawi, and last year we sent pupils out, and this year they're sending pupils to us. It's a way for us to kind of almost trade information and cultural experiences.
Have you spoken to the folk from last year? Did they have any great insights into the difference between Malawi and Scotland?
Having spoken to the pupils that went last year, they said it was a life-changing experience, and they've told... They were telling... I was speaking to Sophie, who went, and she says... she was telling me about some of the stuff, and I feel like it's changed me as well, like, listening to some of the stuff she's seen.
There's also a pupil who went last year, who's now left school, who returned back to Malawi because he thought it was such an eye-opening experience. And then one of the teachers who went as well last year is going to go again in June. And there's two teachers who used to be in our school who are out living in Malawi because it's just such an eye-opening difference. And they wanted to make a difference, so they went over.
I'll tell you an interesting thing. Malawi doesn't have food banks. In Scotland, there's food banks. And you're involved in the food bank.
That's right. The Church of the Nazarene in Ardross in Glasgow Street is who we are appeared up to, St Matthew Academy. And the St Vincent de Paul group, on the last Friday of every month, what we do is we have designated areas within the school where pupils and staff are able to bring in tins, food, whatever we have said is what's most needed in the food banks. In the food banks, we pack up all the food and we send it to them in this like community, so like Saulcoats, the Free Towns. Mm-hmm. All the food go to like families who are needing it. So that's how we help within the community by St Vincent de Paul. And it's a great thing having a food bank within our community and feeling that the school can help in some way to do that in St Vincent de Paul.
I know a woman who lives in Dalry who's a missionary in Malawi, and she commutes between Malawi and Scotland. She's very interesting, her observations. One country is the seventh richest in the world and one is the seventh poorest in the world. On the whole, she thinks the Malawians are happier than the Scots. She gets more smiles at that end. There's physical poverty and there's spiritual poverty. So tell me some more about your projects. You're involved in the peer reading, Gemma?
The peer reading's a scheme that has existed in the school, I think, since pretty much the school was opened. And it's sixth years are paired up with either first or second years who maybe aren't quite as confident in themselves or maybe have a little trouble with reading or are a bit shy or something, and the sixth year will work with them for the year and they'll read books, they will do their homework with them, they'll just sit and have a chat, and it's a good way to bring the first year out their shell or help them with whatever they need help with.
And you can see progress as you go along.
Yeah, I've definitely seen progress in my body. He's a lot more confident now and he seems a lot more happy. I'd like to think that I helped with that.
Yeah, it's lovely to see it, isn't it? And Stuart, you were involved in St Mary's Youth Club. What do you do there?
Well, it's for primary students. I think it's like primary 5 to 7 around the local area. And that just brings like children from like different schools to like integrate and can have fun. And it's not just children from the parish, it can just be like anyone. And they would just play games with them and just have a laugh.
You quite enjoy it. It's not sacrificial. If you get the right peg in the right hole, it should never be sacrificial. You enjoy it, they enjoy it.
Yeah.
Everybody's happy. David, you do assisting the priest with the Eucharist, with the communion. Are there a lot of laughs in that?
Not really, no. But it definitely has helped to cement this idea of community in my head and the church as a community and how sharing in the Eucharist communion brings you closer to God, obviously, but also to each other.
For those that don't go to church, you're saying that if you sit in rows and you eat bits of bread, this builds a togetherness.
I think it does because we're all there for the same thing, which is God. We might be there for different reasons, but essentially we're all partaking of the same thing.
I mean, folk who don't go to church might go to football matches or concerts and they get the rapport of the group.
Mm-hmm.
That sort of thing you're meaning?
It's something deeper than that. Mm-hmm. I think because it's a spiritual thing, you feel more connected, maybe more so than... Because I think maybe in a football match you can sometimes feel lost in a crowd, but in the church, in this community, you feel that there are people looking out for you, you're cared about.
I mean, recently one of our church members got mugged and she says, I never knew how popular I was. All the cards and flowers and
exactly.
chocolates mm-hmm. and everything. Let's pause for some music. This is Albert Bogle, who was the moderator of the Church of Scotland. Not many moderators of the Church of Scotland have a group. This is the Albert Bogle Band, and he's singing, Have You Room for Love in Your Life?
I feel shut in and I feel shut out, give up. And I can't say now and I won't say then, lonely. It's funny how the busiest life can feel so damned empty. I tell you now, this empty soul is aching. But you let your children walk away from your door. For everyone that walks, there's a million more. You talk of your programs, visions and dreams, and I just want to scream. Have you room for love?
I wanna know now.
Have you space for me? Cause I'm not like you, you see.
I wanna know now.
Want no walls around me. Break them down now. Feel kicked out, hurting. And I can't forgive, but will you forgive? Sorry. And it's funny how the busiest life can feel so damned empty. I tell you now, this empty soul is aching. You let your children walk away from your door. For everyone that walks, there's a million more. You talk of your programs, visions and dreams, and I just want to scream. Have you room for love?
I want to know now.
Have you space for me? Cause I
So you've been involved in these practical projects to try and help others, and then you were asked to reflect upon what you've done. And a beautiful thing in life is that when you do help other people, it kind of helps yourself. And when you love other people, it evokes love in you. Can you just share a wee bit of how you feel having gone through the course? How has it touched you and affected you?
Well, when I help out at the Youth Club, it's quite nice to see every week that some of the children kind of have their favourite kind of leader or helper, and they look out for you each week, and they've just kind of, you've got that reliability to kind of come down and spend time with them, and you develop bonds with them, but as well as the other leaders or helpers that come to the youth club. So that's kind of, it's like more than one form of love for them. It's like kind of create a second family in a sense, like within that church community. Yeah, that's what I've got from that.
A camaraderie, like they speak about in the army, is it?
Yeah.
In my experience of the programme, I've discovered that before I started, I used the word love too often, because I used to say, like, oh, I love this song, I love these shoes, I love that T-shirt.
I love a fish supper.
Yeah, but now I think I consider before I say the word now, because it's something more than superficial. And there was a quote that I found in my Caritas journal the other day, and it was, love grows through love. And through doing all my volunteering and showing love and service to the community, I've then seen those people go on and show love to others, like my peer reading buddy. I seen him the other day with his friends. And before we started, he was a lot more shyer than he is now, and he was showing kind of almost love to his friends. And I felt like I had helped with that through the love grows through love idea.
Sometimes in our society you get the idea that love is about sex or romance and it's got to be kiss and cuddle, but there's more to love than that.
Yeah, there definitely is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about Rosina?
When I first started, in all honesty, I thought it would be a good thing just for a qualification. Not going to lie, I did. But then once I got into meeting people in my parish, I felt more involved. I felt like they were bringing, I didn't know them, but they brought me in with loving arms, and it was the fact that they didn't know me, but yet they were so nice, lovely, as if I was still their community. And I thought that that was something that just showed love, as if they don't know who I am, but yet they brought me into it. And throughout my whole experience in Caritas, I can now see love that I overlooked. Obviously love, like Gemma says, we do see it a lot. But now that I look back and I think sometimes when I sit and think of all the things that we're involved in, there is a lot of sacrifice that we do. We take our time out of like our lunch times, Friday nights, Sunday nights, to do these things. Fair enough, people are only doing it for to get their hours to get the award. But it's got to the point when I've got all my hours and I've continued on just because I love the going back and seeing everyone and helping with the food bank. And
it's a beautiful explanation of the difference between award and reward. You started to get an award, but in the doing of it, you find it very rewarding.
Yeah.
David, how about you?
I definitely think the Caritas Award has been more internal for me. It's changed my perceptions about God. You know, I used to think God was kind of angry at me, kind of vengeful. Through this, I've realised that God is love, and it doesn't matter what you do, he accepts you and he loves you no matter what.
Yeah, I mean, we have a God who loves us, mm-hmm. and somehow we managed to get that twisted round that he's the judge, the bookkeeper, the one that sees everything, like CCTV.
Definitely.
And he's out to get you.
Yeah.
But there's a whole other way to think of God as loving, you tell me.
You know, one of the words that I used in my, one of the phrases that I used in my final submission was that I thought God was like a cosmic policeman, and that he was there to punish the deeds that you've done wrong. But in reality, I don't really think he cares so much about that. I think he cares just about you as a person, holistically. He just loves you for who you are, unconditionally, and it doesn't matter mm-hmm. what you do.
Yeah. Just one other quick observation. I notice as a minister that funerals folk give eulogies and they praise a person. And I notice at school you leave with a CV and you apply for universities and then apply for jobs. But what you get on CVs is not quite the same as you get in the funeral. You know, basically, for he's a jolly good fellow in both, but it's done differently. And it's back to Rosina, I think, a wee bit, that your CV tends to be the achievements and certificates and the trophies and what you've done and not done and the tasks. But in the eulogies, you're more valued for who you've been, who you are, your character, your relationships, your friendship. You see the difference? So would you all subscribe to something in that direction, that what started off as an award for a little tick the box, been there, done it, got the T-shirt, has become for you bigger than that? And
yeah, I think as a person, I have changed, because I was out for me at the start, thinking this will do me good, but then now I couldn't care less if I've got the award or not. I have enjoyed what I've done and I hope to continue it after.
I agree with Rosina. I feel like I've matured as a person and have matured mentally in my behaviour and actions and thought process.
And once you start doing good deeds, it gets addictive, does it not? You want to do it ever more. You get a buzz.
Just to see the smile on someone's face.
Right, I'm conscious the Holy Half Hour has a strict 30 minutes to it and it's running out, so could I just finish by turning to the members of staff? You've been guided and led in this by your RE teachers, as Rita Mackay and Jane Lennon, and they've been sitting patiently in the studio listening. So could I invite Rita to make any comments about the exercise as you've seen it this year?
I think one of the things that I would like to point out is that our role as staff members in this are actually just to facilitate. All we do is try and coordinate things and help the 6 years to do what they've got to do. This is all down to them. We don't really do anything at all. From my point of view, it's just wonderful as a member of staff, because the 6 years then become helpers within the school. You can rely on them, you can trust them. You see them grow, you see them develop into adults. And, you know, from staff who've seen them maybe from first year and leaving the school in 6 years, and it's not about the awards, it's seeing them as fully fledged adults who are ready to take on a role in society. That's a very proud moment for us. And, you know, in our school, everything's based on gospel values anyway. So this is a way of taking this forward.
You've done this for a number of years in the school.
Yes, this is the third year.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This is the third year of the award. We've done it from the beginning.
Yeah.
And every year, it's the numbers doing it within 6 years have increased year on year. So that shows us that there is a positive trend, that it's got good press within the pupils' network itself, so more and more people coming forward for it.
Do you notice any difference from one year to another? Is it much the same each year, or is it very different each year?
I think actually it was Rosina that said, you know, many people start it for various reasons. Not everybody makes it through, and that's that whole idea of commitment. And, you know, in 6 years, they've got so much on. Every year, it's people who come into it for their own reasons, and they develop in their own ways.
And sitting next to you, we have Stephen Colligan, the head teacher. I'd just like to ask you, Stephen, how have you felt about it all?
Well, obviously, we're very proud of all the pupils in St Matthew's, but particularly the pupils that are involved in Caritas. I think David said it well when he spoke about being a Eucharistic minister in his local parish church. And it gives us an opportunity for him to be involved with the community, and as they participate in the body and blood of Christ, what they're doing is coming together as a community. And what we want our young people to do is to serve the community. Either serve the community in the school, or serve their parish community or their own faith group community. But we believe in servant leadership, and this is an opportunity for our young people to put that into action. We believe that young people should be supported through their parents and through their parishes in their spiritual formation. This provides that. We believe that young people should have the opportunity to put their faith into practice, and Caritas encourages our young people to go out and do that. And I'm really heartened to hear the comments of the young people here today that say they're going to continue with the projects that they're taking part in, because it's important that this just doesn't stop. This should become something that becomes an aspect of their life, and that's why Caritas is a powerful award.
Yeah, it is good if you get a reason to get the school and the pupil, the teachers, the pupils, the parents, the society, everybody mixing together. Yeah,
absolutely.
And it's done that this year.
Very much so. This particular group, I'm very, very proud of them. I'm proud of every pupil in the school, but this particular group have really made a difference, not just in the school, but beyond the school. One of the areas that they've just kind of glossed over is their involvement in our Education Week. Catholic Education Week was in February, and I think they've just taken it for granted, the amount of work they actually put in that week to help organise for liturgical celebrations, to be involved in going around the parishes, to really present all that's best about the school. And they did that very, very well.
So this closing, this award at the end of it, it's up in Glasgow in June.
June the 3rd, 4 p.m.
You have a busload all going, sort of thing?
There'll be a bus leaving from the school roughly about 3 o'clock. We'll be taking as many up as we possibly can. We're looking forward to parents coming and joining us, and perhaps even yourself if you're available.
All right. Thank you very much. Could I just thank all of you for taking part today? That's David, Rosina, Stuart, Gemma, and Rita and Jane sitting there, and Stephen, the head teacher. Thank you all for sharing with us over the two programmes what you've been doing, and may God richly bless you in your future career, whatever you're up to and whatever good deeds you take on. We'll finish with Cliff Richard singing Love is the Answer. Bye for now. Love never
that shines like the stars in the sky, and I sing, but so few can hear me. Words from the heart to set your souls free. Time has no distance. Knows there's something beyond us. There is a light, believe me. Time turns into dust. Cry if you must, but love is the answer. Bringing two worlds together. Who can see the secrets that bind us back to the earth till love rings so true? Eyes of compassion and tears of a deepening heart. I have seen the pain of a cruel world, reached out a hand for suffering to ease.